Text Ryan now.
51552.
Tubridy on 2FM.
It's a little after 10:30, and I suppose a relatively odd one for you now, but it's different, that's for sure. There's the Mind, Body and Soul Festival taking place in the RDS this weekend. 150 exhibitors will be there. And we were looking through the list of who's coming and who's doing what, taking part in all of this. And our eyes were drawn really to Mr. Ted Layden. And Ted's job is that he is a hair reader. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning there, Ryan. How are you? I'm pleased to be here.
And it's very good to have you here. We thought, what is a hair reader and how does it all work? And we mentioned to our listeners that this is what you do, and maybe they'd send in some locks of hair. They have sent in many, many locks of hair. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, what do you do? What is hair reading?
Okay, well, I do palms, psychic energy, and I also read hair, and I believe that I might be the only one on this planet that does it, to the best of my knowledge.
Right.
The hair itself, it is through the touch of the hair. I have two sisters back home, and they said, well, why don't you just treat the hair like the palm? You know, when I'm holding the hands, it's psychic energy readings. Well, the hair is the same thing, too. The hair grows from the scalp, hence energy grows from the scalp, and especially for the gals out there,
yeah,
more energy is spent on the hair than any other visual part of their body. As you know, a lot of money is spent on salons as opposed to a barbershop. So.
Sure, sure. So it's more of a girl thing than a boy thing.
It can be very much more of a girl thing than it is a boy thing by a long shot. 90% of my clientele is women.
Women. So yeah. How does it work in practice? A woman sits in front of you?
The woman sits right in front of me or is beside me or whatever, mm-hmm, literally within my reach so that I can touch her hair,
yeah,
feel the energy that comes from her hair. Her hair will then tell a story for me, and I would see things in pictures, psychometry, and clairvoyance, and a little bit of clairsentience as well. Tells me the story, and then I just repeat it back into words.
Okay, so the best thing to do would be to put it into practice rather than talk about it.
Absolutely.
And what we've done, Ted, is we asked our listeners to send in examples of their own hair. So they clipped a lock from their hair. It's kind of like something out of a Disney princess tale, I suppose.
Oh, yeah,
Will this be effective enough for you, or do you need it to be a living soul?
I like to do the hair with the owner attached.
Ah. So is there any point in me giving you this lock of hair?
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay, well,
I'm willing to give it a whirl and see what it does.
This envelope, if you'd like to open it there, it's from a lady called Neve.
Neve, okay.
And if you open, you can see that the envelope has been opened and inside is a lock of Neve's hair.
All right.
I don't know if it's in that sheet of paper or is it actually underneath. That was
no.
So okay, you can. You're okay. Might get a tissue. That's not a great spot for the coffee. That's all right. Keep that down there. We might need some tissues there.
Right, I'll put that in the floor. Sorry about that.
No, you can tip the hair onto the counter there if you want.
I just did. Okay. I just retrieved the hair out of the envelope.
Now
right
you have
here.
It. This is Neve's hair.
This is Neve's hair, and it's just. Sorry about that, Chief.
Don't worry about it.
This is Neve's hair that I got. The one thing that came out the strongest. But this is no guarantees of his accuracy. I would say that there was a lot of wanting to move that was coming through and the anxiety. It's like, my gosh, you must be like in a really tight spot, tight space, tight, living in tight quarters. So just something that I just got from this hair is just an anxiety of moving.
Okay, well, she joins us on the line. Neve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
Yes, thanks for sending in your hair.
Thank you.
What would you say is singularly your biggest difficulty in your life at this moment?
We're trying to get a mortgage.
Trying to get a mortgage for a new house?
Yes.
So you want to move?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you having trouble?
No, we're just in the middle of getting our paperwork done. So hopefully, please God, we'll get it.
And have you been trying for a long time?
No, just a few weeks.
Just a few weeks trying to get that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Ted, you might want to put on those headphones. You can hear Neve a little more clearly.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. So, I didn't know about these.
Yeah. So, Neve, that's Ted there talking. Did you hear what he said about your hair?
Yeah.
And what did you think?
Trying to get things moving and hopefully I'll get a little mortgage.
Okay, well, you're right. You're bang on in the sense that she is in a situation where she wants to move and she wants to get out and move house.
And I got the you know, the tail end of the hair, so it's possible that you might have been thinking about this for quite a bit of time, like pondering about it. So that would be the thing that comes out the strongest. Was I've been thinking about this? Oh no, it won't happen. Oh yeah, now it's going to be reality. So no worries about that.
And can you tell anything else from the hair? Or is it just that it's not strong enough? The power of it
not strong enough. You know, I like the owner attached.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you go with that, Niamh, for starters. Anyway.
Yeah, I will. No problem.
Okay. Good luck with the house move, and let's say hello to Karen. Hi, Karen. Yes, Karen Larson. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. 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 Now you sent us a lock of your hair as well.
I did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Ted is currently opening the envelope, and he's going to take the lock out. The lock now. It's in his hand now. Oh. What happens when you hold the hair there, Ted?
Give me a sec. I was just
sure.
What I got that was neat. Were you thinking about doing something with learning or schooling by any chance?
No.
Okay. Well, I definitely do get that will be coming through, either with yourself or with somebody that you're very close to. That there will be lots of talk about schooling or learning. That's what I got to give you right away.
Okay, that's not relevant to your life at the moment.
Why don't you send us there to start in Montessori?
Well, that's a start. Okay, good. What else have you got? Anything else there, Ted, or is it just vague enough?
It's the only thing that I got that was coming through is there will be some communications coming from, I think it's your dad's side of the family, your father's side of the family, then I just felt much more closeness that will come through with the family that you didn't feel so close to for a while. So things are starting to reunite.
That's spot on, yeah.
You got something going on there, have you?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to try and get back in touch, and was there sort of a friction that needs to be dealt with?
There is at the moment, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, hopefully that's that's of some benefit. And again, thanks, Karen and Ted, getting there. Let's bring in a living human being. How about that, Ted?
Yes.
Audrey, we have a new research on the programme called Audrey, and maybe you can vet her for us through her hair and let us know if she going to be any good. Audrey, welcome. Audrey's from Galway, the west coast of Ireland, best part of Ireland, Ted. Where are you from, Ted? What part of the world are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Lovely, okay.
Yeah, and I live about 6 miles from Philly in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, now you have a real, live, living woman here. How old are you, Audrey?
I'm 26.
Okay. Audrey's 26, and she's working for us here, recent enough to the team. So what are you doing? Do you want to tell us what you're doing now?
Okay. Oh, what I'm doing right now, I was reaching for her hair.
Yeah.
From her back, from her neck.
Right.
And I was just trying to just gather. Oh, neat, neat, neat. I would get the feeling that you're going to be commuting back and forth between two spots as far as your work goes. You will not, under any circumstance, feel like that you're going to work here, that's it, or there, that's it. It's back and forth, two careers, maybe even three. But
what are you putting your head in your hands for, Audrey?
Oh my God, that's just absolutely spot on. I'm working two different roles at the moment, and they're like completely polar opposite jobs.
Oh, they are polar opposite jobs.
That's
but
fun.
The thing that's really neat about that I also want to just let you know, there is themes about working with kids that will be something that will be in your favor in the future.
Mm-hmm.
As far as having kids, that's another story. But being around kids, absolutely loving it.
Okay.
To the max.
Yeah. So, I work with kids quite a bit.
Oh, you're gonna be really happy as a clam in the near future with that.
Okay.
Yay.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So that's a good thing that's there. But kids, and kids issues. And it shows how much you love bright colors. I don't know what you... I'm colorblind, so bear with me. But the gist that I'm trying to get at is bright colors. I just feel bright colors. But green is a biggie. You know, liking the color green comes out real strong.
And you were wearing a yellow dress yesterday, skirt yesterday, so that's good.
I do love bright colors. I love being out in nature and green hills and all of that.
You're just going to be really super with that. Also, did show that you would be very good with working with children's art as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be a really good
thing. That kind of makes sense, yeah. I love art.
Okay,
yeah.
So
I love to paint.
I noticed you curl her, Audrey's got long brown hair, so you're curling around your fingers.
I was curling around my thumb that's where I get a lot of my energy. My thumb is my biggest antenna. Anyway.
Okay. Ooh.
Yes. Oh, that's how I cheat. Don't worry. But anyway.
What? You okay, know. So anything else coming from your reading?
Yeah. I was in the midst.
Sorry.
You know, that's okay.
I let you breathe there for a second.
Gee, thanks. Anyway, but you definitely do look a lot like your dad, your dad's side of the family, you know. And I'm talking about the facial features, and it showed a lot of your grandmother that was, like, really strong in your life.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Almost like a second mom to you that comes out really strong. But you'd be really, really excellent in the communications field. Yes, I know. You're working for the radio.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. But you'd be excellent with that. But the kids, just right up your street.
Okay,
wow,
that's all coming.
Okay,
Audrey, that's good.
That's amazing. That was really
We'll try and get
accurate.
You a gig on the toy show. Let's move on. Can we take somebody else in, Audrey? You can scoot off. Thanks, Amelia, for that.
Thank you.
And we bring in Amanda, who also works with us. Amanda Fenley works upstairs. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in to see us. This
Not
is
at
Ted.
All. Happy
Ted Layton.
Hi, Ted.
Reader.
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Ted.
All right, Ted. I'll let you do what you do best. So there's Amanda's another long black hair.
Yeah, well, dark brown.
It's still Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of red in there that's kind of hidden.
Well, that's really cool because it did show. From your hair, red genealogy that came from your mom's side, too. Like, very bright red color hair. That's what I'm getting. Let's see. I just need your hand, too.
Yeah, sure.
That's there. One thing. Oh, my gosh. Your energy goes through a lot of very high up or very low down, you know, in the sense that you could be, like, really super tired or super alert. There's, like, hardly a middle ground. And when you want something to be done now, right now, don't worry about tomorrow. Just worry about now.
Okay.
Very spontaneous. It does show you being very spontaneous. And you just like to just roll with it, whatever happens. It's like you get up in the morning and you have no idea what you're going to do for the rest of the day until like the very end. And said, okay, I did it, you know, kind of a thing. Very much an accomplisher is what it tells me.
Try to be. Not quite sure if I succeed, but.
Yeah. But the accomplishment is like very strong to you. So this is a good sign for you. There was some thoughts of being in a teaching kind of a role. That's what it tells me. So that'll be towards the future, but it's more like an instructor, not as a school teacher. Don't even try it. but as an instructor,
okay.
Where you feel that you can just show the nuts and bolts of how something is supposed to be done. So very visual that I can just tell from your hair.
Really?
There you go.
Hey, very interesting.
No, Amanda, that's your hair reading.
That's my hair reading. Thank you very much.
From Ted.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I would say I suppose in the sense of spontaneity, I wouldn't see myself as being particularly spontaneous, but I'm also the kind of person who I don't like plan out everything and I'm quite positive, so I kind of always try and find the good and positive in every day and get up with that frame of mind, so I suppose it's some of that.
Glass half.
Well, a pint.
Yes, welcome to Ireland, Ted.
Yep.
Every analogy has a
thank you very much,
off.
Ted.
Amanda,
very
thank you.
Thank you.
Ted, what can people do? They just remind people that this is the Mind, Body, Spirit and Yoga Festival, and you'll be doing hair readings there all weekend, will you?
Yep, I'll be doing palms.
Oh, palms as well.
Psychic energy and hair readings. So I'll be doing those all combine in one reading.
And people can come along to you and sit with you for however long it takes.
Right, yeah. Like, I like to keep my readings no time limit, but, you know, I've got a little bit of a demand.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you ever get, when you're doing a palm or hair, do you ever kind of get a fright?
It happens from time to time, but I guess that's true with almost any job.
Yeah, you never know what's coming around the corner, I suppose. It's the mindbodyspirit.ie for the full schedule of lectures and workshops to buy tickets. But in the meantime, Ted, good luck with it.
Hey, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to see us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And that's Ted Layton, who's our hair reader, joining us live. And thanks to all of you, by the way, who sent in locks of hair and everything like that. We appreciate you taking the time to do that. It's 11:15.